It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. The state is headed to a federal appeals court to try and reinstate a ban on voters taking selfies with their ballots, maybe to post on Facebook or Instagram. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette and Secretary of State Ruth Johnson say the ban helps ensure ballot security and that it's too late to retrain poll workers. Others disagree. Jack, with Election Day a week and a half away, what do you think?
I think that perhaps Attorney General Schuette is a devotee of St. Jude, the patron saint of lost causes. I mean, voting has actually been going on for some time. We don't have early voting, but hundreds of thousands of people have voted by absentee, and some of them have posted selfies. I think that you may have chaos if you try to sort of interrupt this in the middle of an election going on. I can see their point. I don't know about the ballot security. Obviously, nobody has the right to see your ballot, but you can tell anyone you want to how you voted. But it may cause sort of lag times at the polls. If people are in lines, everyone wants to pause and take a selfie of their ballot. I think this is probably sort of a millennial sort of thing. I don't think a lot of people will be doing this, but I don't think it's likely the courts will intervene this late in the process, but I could be wrong.
Governor Rick Snyder got out his veto pen this week. Snyder said no to legislation that would have changed how health insurers are taxed and Medicaid is funded in Michigan. He said he was concerned the federal government would reject the complicated replacement plan. Jack, did you see this coming?
No, but that's because I wasn't thinking about it with everything else going on. And I like to say that I think it's an eminently sensible decision on the part of the governor. I mean, it could throw everything into chaos if the federal government said, no, you can't do this. There's all sorts of rules around Medicaid, which we learned, a lot of us, when the state went through the battle over expanding Medicaid to people who were slightly above the poverty line. Of course, there are some in the legislature who don't like Medicaid at all and would like to limit access as much as they could. But I think it would be a very good idea to take a cautious approach and get some signal from the federal government on what's allowed and what's not.
Flint's elected leaders once again have the ability to file a lawsuit against the state for its handling of the city's water crisis. The city's state-appointed oversight board reversed a policy that effectively blocked the city from filing lawsuits. This comes the same week a judge dismissed portions of a class-action lawsuit related to the water crisis on behalf of city residents. Big decision, but Jack, things are just getting started, right?
I think you might refer to this as the Full Employment Act for lawyers. I mean, obviously, there are going to be a lot of suits. I don't know how many of those suits have merit. They didn't say necessarily that these suits would be successful, but obviously, a lot of people are going to jump in here. Now, I suppose the state could appeal to a higher authority. They could appeal to the courts. I'm sort of over my head here, but I think there's going to be a lot more back and forth on this, and the legislature is going to look at it. But as it stands now, this is sort of an open invitation for a lot of lawsuits, and I suspect a lot of people with briefcases may be heading to Flint.
Let's take a moment to talk about Tom Hayden, who passed away earlier this week. Hayden is probably best known for his political and civil rights activism in the turbulent 1960s. Jack, what do you think Hayden's legacy will be in the midst of our current divisive and tumultuous political climate?
That depends on how well you understand him. To a lot of people, he was this rabble-rouser who indeed started Students for a Democratic Society, SDS, back in the 60s, who was a early Vietnam War protester, one of the Chicago Seven. But he later went on to work quite effectively in the California legislature. He was in both the California House and Senate, nearly won a nomination for U.S. Senate one time, ran for other things. But he worked effectively and got some things passed. And, of course, there are those of us who were just in awe in that a little runny guy from the Detroit suburbs who wasn't especially handsome could end up with Jane Fonda.
Well, Jack, I guess that means there's hope for the rest of us.
Everyone can dream. Have a great weekend, Rebecca.
You too. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's top regional stories.